tired, weary, kind of frustrated, struggling to find any sort of purpose, pretty hurt, kind of confused, angry even, and then sad, and then pretty depressed. There's some emotions that some of you have probably felt in your life, but I felt them a lot my first few weeks of college. When I was in high school, for years, I found my identity in sports. Like, I lived for game day. Game day was the best day. Practices were all right, but game day was the best. So our school had a rule that if you were going to play in a game, you had to be at school by 10:30, or else you couldn't play that evening, because you had to come to school, obviously, to be on a team. So when I was violently ill, I would sleep in and then come in at 10:25 and then be there and be able to play in the game that night anyway. I was super dedicated to it. And then my senior year, I finally got the best news of my life. I had signed the dotted line. I was going to play college basketball. Now, I was playing for a small Christian school in the NAIA, not the NCAA. However, I had incredible dreams that I was going to do so well my first year that I'd transfer to a Division I school, go on to play in the NBA, and make millions of dollars while shining my light for Jesus, but also making millions of dollars. However, my dream crashed down pretty quickly. As you can tell, I'm not currently playing in the NBA. A month into school year, practices had started, and things were going pretty well, but I was in some sort of pain. I had an issue. Now, in high school, my senior year, I had been diagnosed with a disease called degenerative joint disease. It's basically like arthritis for high schoolers, right? So my knees didn't do so hot. It's probably because I'm so tall, you know? I grew too quick, and therefore, the cartilage in my knees didn't live up to that. In high school, I could deal with that a little bit, but once I got to college, the grind of everyday practices, three times a day at some points, I couldn't walk when I get back to my dorm. So I was faced with quite a tough decision. My long-term health or my greatest dream. And for an 18-year-old kid, that's kind of a lot to ask to make that decision. And I made it relatively quickly, but I decided I'd rather walk at 40 than have 4 years of college basketball in my past. And those feelings I mentioned at the start, they stuck around for a while. There was a while, it was probably 2 weeks where other than class and food, I didn't really leave my dorm. I didn't want to. I didn't want to walk outside. After weeks ago, I told all my friends on my hall that I was going to be playing on a basketball team, and then now I'm just the kid who quit. Coach had asked me to stay on as a manager for the team, so I did. But that was almost worse than quitting, because then I'm just sitting there watching and not able to get into the action and do anything about it. And so for the first time since moving out of mom and dad's, which was just a month earlier, I had to make my faith my own, which was a scary proposition. But in the middle of my struggles, God made a way for that to happen. See, at Grace, we're required to go to, on Wednesday nights, what's called growth groups, which is like, just guys on your hall get together, you're split into groups, and you have to talk about your faith, and you're kind of forced to a little bit. But it was really good for me because it helped me get plugged in and have a place to share with guys who were going through the same struggle as me. And I was also struggling to get connected to a local church. I had been attending somewhere with my friends, but it was too easy for me to walk in, do the worship thing, listen to a sermon, and walk out and not talk to anybody who wasn't my friends. And so I was really wanting to get plugged in somewhere. And like I said, God used those guys on my hall as well in this process. But I also met my wife, Anna, during this time. And we, for a while, had bounced around a few different churches trying to find somewhere. But she really wanted to get more plugged in somewhere. And we found a church called Pathway Church in Warsaw, Indiana, that ended up changing a lot in our lives. We started as youth volunteers. And then next thing you know, we got involved in a small group, and that was amazing. So like back in high school, I would look forward to game days. I couldn't wait. And now I was at the point where I couldn't wait till Thursday night because I got to go see my friends and talk about Jesus. Now when I went to college, and at that church, I found my true calling. Now when I went to college, I went to play basketball. I didn't go for school, going to be honest, all right? And that's kind of probably a common thing for basketball players. Okay, what major am I going to do while I play basketball, right? And so I had to find something. And God had been calling me towards youth ministry a little bit, but I was still really focused on the basketball part. And then right off the bat, that was gone, and now I had okay, this is where I want you to be. So unfortunately, I wouldn't be making in millions in the NBA, but instead, I would be serving God and his church as a youth pastor. And God used so many different things in my story to bring me back to him and back to where he wanted me. Internships, relationships, adverse circumstances, selfless leaders, and so much more. And now I can say I wouldn't be standing here at Northwood Church if it weren't for those things that happened. See, I started at Grace playing 4 years of basketball. After that first year, though, I switched because Grace has the opportunity for you to graduate in 3 years. I switched to three. And that third year was this last May when I graduated. So if it weren't for that, I wouldn't have been done with my education in time to be here at Northwood Church. So I know that God's timing lined up perfectly with Northwood's need for a youth pastor and everything in my life. See, God knew all along, and I'm just really glad that my dreams didn't get in the way of what he had for me.